Let us, yes, put ashes on our heads and commit ourselves to a season of self-discipline, but let us do it for the right reasons, not the wrong ones. It is not the intention of these practices to earn God's good favor or to merit God's grace. God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We are safe in God's grace, secure in God's love, and nothing that we ever do can change that. Not for good, not for bad. So it does not matter how many heaps of ashes we pile upon our heads, or what fasts we commit ourselves to, or how dramatically we pray. God sees us. God cares for us. God does not need to be swayed by grand gestures. Tonight is not about swaying God. It is rather about swaying ourselves. Each of us in our lives carry the memories of things that we can never undo. We each carry regrets, things we should have done, or moments that we should have acted. We carry that heavy weight around, and we carry around the knowledge of consequences from our actions that we now cannot take away. We know what kind of lives we are supposed to be living. We know that we are supposed to act justly and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. We know that we are called to love one another. We know that we are called to serve generously. We know that we are called to lives of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, generosity, and self-control. We know these things. We know these things. And yet still, our lives quietly stack up with small moments of guilt, moments of selfishness and ill temper, and jealousy and covetousness and rage that we push down, but we can't quite put out. This pandemic has been hard on all of us. We don't mean to be, but we are secretly scared, not brave, violent, not tender, and bitter, not hopeful. We have left undone that which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. God sees all. And because God loves us, and because God so loves the world, God does not stand back idly, waiting for us to sort it all out ourselves, because we can't. We know what we're supposed to do, and we struggle to do it anyway. We can't sort this all out ourselves. We can't rely only on our own power. We need the mercy of God. We need the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. So God, knowing that, does not leave us to sort it all out ourselves. Instead, God comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He comes all the way to the door of our hearts, and he knocks, asking to be let in, asking that we don't open the door just a little bit and then stand there with our foot in the way, you know, so that we just talk to Jesus through the crack. Asking that, in fact, we open the door and we make way. Jesus asks us to acknowledge the mess within that we cannot sort out ourselves. Jesus stands at the door gently knocking. He is not banging like a debt collector or like the police threatening to knock the door down. He is not demanding to be let in, for he comes in love. He knocks gently. Sometimes we need him to knock a little louder because sometimes we're just too busy and we just don't hear him knocking. He knocks gently, inviting us to stop guarding the door of our hearts, shameful of the mess inside. He invites us to step aside and to welcome him inside with faith and trust, and to believe that he can do that thing in our lives that we without him cannot possibly do. If we step aside, Jesus will come in. Not as a whirlwind of activity and judgment and like a cleaning service that's just going to get it all tidied up in here, you know, spick and span before anybody else sees this mess. No. Jesus knocks with gentleness. Jesus comes in with gentleness. Infinite tenderness. And Jesus sits us down amidst all the mess of our lives, like with a nice cup of tea, and says, come now, tell me how it all happened, even though he already knows. And after listening for a long time, Jesus says, come, we can do this together. Every day, Jesus comes to us in love, asking for our willing participation in the transformation of our lives. You know, we have to learn to stop guarding the door of our hearts every day. Every day, we have to learn to trust God's grace and mercy, that when God asks to be let in, when God asks us to allow that transforming love, it is a beautiful thing. And we have to learn that lesson all the time, over and over again, because somehow we just put our foot there right by the door and we just say, maybe we could just talk through the gap. Every day, Jesus comes to us in love, asking for our willing participation in the transformation of our lives, asking for our humble acceptance that we cannot do this alone, asking for us to be committed enough in faith to do what is hard, because it is hard, because it is the right thing to do. Jesus asks us to let him transform our hearts so that we can live more beautiful lives, lives of more love, more peace, more joy, more patience, and kindness, and generosity, and gentleness, and faithfulness, and even, yes, self-control. But Jesus does not want us to do this only for ourselves. It's not only for us that he's asking, it is also for us, because such a life is beautiful beyond imagining. But it's important not only for us, it is important for the world. Because Jesus wishes for us to be partners with him in transforming the world, so that the oppressed go free and those in chains are liberated, so that the hungry are filled and the homeless are housed, so that the naked are clothed and the sick are cared for, so that peace rules in our hearts and the glory of the Lord shines on earth, so that creation may be renewed. So you see, tonight is not about changing God's mind. God's mind is set and unfixed, unchangeable. Fixed and unchangeable. God's mind is set, determined on love and redemption, and nothing will change it. Nothing, nothing, nothing will separate the love of God from the world which God so loves. This Lent, my brothers and sisters, this Lent, God seeks to change our minds. This Lent is about changing our hearts. May our ritual observance this Lent reintroduce us to God's everlasting mercy. May it strengthen our confidence in his love. And may we have the courage to lay down our pride and be not afraid, and let Jesus come in and transform our lives. For he stands at the door and knocks. Let us welcome him in for our sake and for the world. Amen.